from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
I'm John Oran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Absolutely savage. Over the weekend, I just got to cheer on Elon Musk taking on the entire world to defend free speech as the Democrats egg on the rest of the world to arrest him. Okay, a lot of people missing the significance of what happened over the weekend. Robert Reich wrote an editorial in The Guardian. That's the UK Guardian, the, you know, one of their two big dailies there in the UK, encouraging Europe to arrest Elon Musk. This is the salute. We've come here now. We have to arrest him. We cannot have misinformation about the Democrat Party or liberals in Europe anymore on X. We've got to be able to censor it. Who is Robert Reich? Who is he? Former Labor Secretary for Bill Clinton, advisor to Barack Obama, American Democrat, communist Marxist authoritarian pig too. But yeah. So when Robert Reich writes an editorial, an outrageous editorial in the UK Guardian, saying, look, we've come to the point where we need to arrest Musk. And we can't hear yet in America, so we need you to do it. That is the Democrats on the world stage. And believe me, the left's authoritarian governments in Europe, from Ireland to the UK to the EU, they know. When Robert Reich speaks, it's Obama. It's Obama speak. Obama can't write this editorial himself. It'd be too hot of a topic for him in the middle of this election. Now, Obama will eventually come out and advocate for the arrest of Musk and then of a lot of the American pundit class. Well, the conservative ones, not the liberal ones. Obama will eventually say what Reich is saying, but he can't right now because we're in the middle of an election. That's what made this article such a big deal. In fact, this is an American. This is an Obama advisor. He handled the transition for Barack Obama after he was elected and been an advisor for his campaign. So look, these governments understand what this means. Okay, Reich writes, regulators around the world should threaten Elon Musk with arrest if he doesn't stop disseminating lies and hate on X. Global regulators may be on the way to doing this. He says it needs to happen. In the meantime, he says, in the United States, the Federal Trade Commission should demand that Musk take down lies that are likely to endanger individuals, and if he does not, sue him under Section 5 of the Federal Trade Commission Act. Okay. Keep in mind, these are the same Democrats who use censorship to censor the story of Joe Biden and Hunter Biden's crimes as documented exhaustively on Hunter Biden's laptop. That being over $3.5 million in bribes from the Russians, over $8 million in bribes from the Chinese, from the Romanians, from the Ukrainians were upwards of $20 million. But by the way, no taxes were ever paid on any of that because none of it was ever reported to the federal government. So that's also money laundering, tax evasion as well. So we're talking three felonies. Oh, four. Sorry. Failure to register as a foreign agent. Okay. So the FBI and the Democrats, remember, knew they had to hide the laptop because there was direct evidence of Hunter Biden and ultimately Joe's crimes there, right? And we now know, now that it's okay to say from David Weiss, the truth that they censored. David Weiss is the prosecutor who's prosecuting Hunter Biden now. And Weiss admits, yeah, he took bribes. Use the word bribes. Mm-hmm. But they didn't want you to know that because you might not elect Joe Biden on account of the multiple felonies his family committed in his name to get the money. Right? So what did they do? They used censorship. They used censorship to put Joe in office and hide the laptop. Who? the FBI and the Democrat Party. So this is the same Obama-led Democrat Party now saying Elon Musk must be censored, that said the New York Post must be censored for getting the story right about Joe's crimes. So understand what they're asking here. We want to be able to commit as many crimes against the American people as we see fit without any interference from some penny ante billionaire who thinks he could tell people the truth and it's making us mad. Because that's what they did with this power. So when you see, and you should read the article by Reich, because it's really Reich, yeah, you're thinking Reich? R-E-I-C-H, no, but it is very much something out of the Third Reich. Yes, they did start with censorship. The headline, if you want to look it up, Elon Musk is out of control. Here is how to rein him in. So this is Obama Inc. and the Democrat Party leadership giving the permission for the arrest of Elon Musk. And the reason the arrest of Elon Musk and the extradition of him for trial is so important, they don't care who does it. If it's Brazil or the EU or France, where a criminal trial has now been launched against him, criminal investigation has now been launched against him, or the UK, where they're asserting the right, they're letting them know, yes, we will extradite. We're good. Yeah, we got you. We're going to extradite him when the election's over. That's the point of this. Go ahead. And what does this mean? If Elon Musk gets extradited after that, other American pundits will be extradited for trial as well. Think Tucker Carlson. Look, that case in France, you already have the swimmer, Riley Gaines. Yes, she's being investigated criminally. So, I mean, don't think it's just going to be Elon. They're also investigating Trump in France. So they've got options there. Go ahead, extradite him for speech crimes. By the way, the speech crime in that one was doubting that the dude who won the gold in the Olympics beating up women in boxing was actually a dude. Never mind that he failed a gender test twice because he has an XY chromosome, right? But you can't say that in France, see? So that's why they want to try Riley Gaines and Trump and all these people. So you're going to see them try, this is what they want to do, to extradite the American right-wing political class, the punditry, right out of the country for trial. Now, should you doubt that this is the plan? Michael Schellenberger, a liberal who still believes in the First Amendment, there's like five of them left in the country, pointed this out. Tim Walz and Kamala Harris supported the exact set of policies currently being used in Brazil against X and Elon Musk. Take a listen. And he laid this out in a great video. Take a listen.
Democratic presidential candidate Kamala Harris and vice presidential candidate Tim Walz have both repeatedly endorsed the three main censorship tactics used by the Brazilian government. Censorship of election misinformation, deplatforming of political opponents, and three, cross-platform bans so that a person is banned not just from one social media platform, but from all of them or most of them. Harris repeatedly called for the U.S. government to deplatform then-President Donald Trump.
So here she is. These are the exact policies that they are currently using against X in Brazil.
He and his account should be taken down. He has lost his privileges.
By the way, she's talking about Trump's Twitter account. I'm sorry. It's from the 2019 debate.
He and his account should be taken down. He has lost his privileges and it should be taken down. And the bottom line is that you can't say that you have one rule for Facebook and you have a different rule for Twitter. The same rule has to apply, which is that there has to be a responsibility that is placed on these social media sites to understand their power. They are directly speaking to millions and millions of people without any level of oversight or regulation. And that has to stop.
Yeah, no, it does, because then you can't commit crimes. I mean, you got to be able to censor the laptop, right? I mean, you got to be able to censor whatever makes Democrats look bad. So, yeah, no, that, she wants that gone. Never mind, ironically, that it was Joe who was lying the whole time on Twitter about the laptop. Can you believe that? And never got censored. But you know what you're seeing right now? And this is just so badass. Elon Musk, you're seeing his plan. I knew he would use Starlink this way. I knew it. Elon Musk's telling Brazil, kiss me. Kiss it. Yeah. And he says, no, I'm not shutting down X. Sorry. You're a bunch of corruptocrats. People just can get it off Starlink. I think eventually you will see him form his own space-based internet to get around these thugs. Hopefully we will still be able to have free and fair conversations there. But again, it's going to require Donald Trump to win. Or I'm telling you, folks, this is it. we're not going to have First Amendment rights. That is the key issue, really, in this election.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
I'm John Oran, Puck's sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.